And today's last word in business is about a new movie you might want to go see this weekend. If you like being almost the only person in the theater, you'd have your choice of seats. You can spread out. The movie is called Bucky Larson, Born to be a Star. The movie is considered so bad that it scored a very rare 0 on the online movie review site Rotten Tomatoes. NPR's Ben Bergman throws a few.
Variety pans, one feels nothing more strongly than an acute sympathy for all involved. The Hollywood Reporter quips, about as funny as the typical scribbling on a public bathroom stall. And FilmCritic.com condenses Bucky Larson into one word, swill. The movie, co-written and produced by Adam Sandler, is about a man who discovers his parents were adult film stars and wants to be one too.
I was born to be a star.
Oh, I don't know about that, Bucky. I mean, it's not an easy life.
Oh.
It's filled with long days and lots of chafing.
Sony Pictures opened Bucky on about 1,500 screens last weekend, and it wasn't hard to find a seat. According to one box office tracking site, each showing had an average audience of just 8.
Well, it's certainly one of the worst studio openings ever.
Variety's Andrew Stewart says normally a movie like Bucky is known as review-proof because it's aimed at audiences under 25.
A lot of younger audiences don't read reviews and they don't necessarily care. If it has a cast or looks funny, then they'll go see it regardless of what people are saying about it.
In this case, the reviews were so rancid, even the teenagers were scared away. Ben Bergman, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition, directed by Van Williamson, Lindsay Toddy, and Travis Larchuk. The production staff includes Nishant Dahiya, Jess Gittner, Asma Khalid, Kevin Leahy, Lauren McGaughey, Steve Monroe, Vince Pearson, Leah Scarpelli, Selena Simmons-Duffin, and Ashley Westerman. Ben Bergman and Melissa Yeager-Miller are out at NPR West.
Our executive producer is Madalika Sicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Greene.